people seem to approach being a creator and when it's time to make money in a very conventional way of what they see. And that's through influencers. That's the big influencer. So you look at Mr. Beast and you look at all the other big ones. You go, oh, I'll just replicate what they do. But you can't replicate what they do if you only have 1,000 followers. It doesn't work. You can't become a media empire with that kind of size of audience. But there is another way in which, if you're a creator, that you can make money and more sustainable money. And that's thinking more like a creator educator than a creator entertainer. And that's not taking anything away from sort of being a lifestyle creator entertainer. And if you've got it, if you've got the it factor that you're building an audience just out of your own personal stories, your own personality, your own charisma, that's great. But that is like going to Hollywood and saying, I'm going to become a celebrity. And there's going to be a few people where that's going to work and they're going to make a lot of money. And in the creator economy and world, there is another tier that, yes, if you have 25,000 followers and you serve a general audience, you can make some money off of brand deals. But for the vast majority of people, and if people are really sharing their knowledge, I think this concept of creator educator is a really important one for people to understand as a route to earn some money mm-hmm. by being a creator.
Yeah, I think creator educator is such a great descriptor. And I wonder if you can unpack it a little bit more for maybe listeners who've never heard that term before. Who is a creator educator and like who qualifies to kind of sit in this category and maybe even benefits of kind of focusing on a creator educator as a persona? If there are mm-hmm. creators out there who kind of feel like they're in that like rat race trying to be a maybe celebrity type influencer to get the brand deals, but obviously, you know, things are changing. This is a creator economy. So like who is a creator educator and what are the benefits of being that?
Yeah. So we really, the way that we see things is there's sort of two types of creators. One is that creator educator that we talked about that I think is the mental model most people have in their head. And that's that influencer that oftentimes are, you know, selling off their personality or selling off of their celebrity that they got from somewhere else. Or they're just very entertaining and they're great storytellers. Or they, you know, like I said, they've got the it factor. Creator educator, on the other hand, is just someone that is sharing their expertise, skills, or knowledge with their audience, that they have skills that they're sharing. And I think that one thing that often gets missed, and this is kind of the imposter syndrome that comes in, is saying, well, I'm not the best in the world, or I'm not the world renowned expert in this. It's like there's a lot of power in the fact that if you're just two steps ahead of your audience, you actually are a lot more relatable. You don't have to be the top person in the world on personal finance. To be able to have a small little audience and give your own personal experiences and your own tips that are very relatable to people to get a very highly engaged audience. And once you have that, you've got an option of starting to produce digital products as a monetization versus brand deals. And that just gives you a lot more control as a business person if you're producing your own digital products versus being at the whim of algorithms or always being on the content hamster wheel of like, I got to keep getting this constant follower growth. It's more focused on the quality of engagement that you have at that stage. So the concept of creator educator and the definition is quite broad. It's anyone that's sort of sharing their knowledge online and have something to share with their audience. And if you fall under that category, you know, I would encourage people to really think about themselves like a creator educator and frame their business that way.